They are posted all over the globe, many working round the clock for low pay. But members of the military definitely don't forgo the right to vote. In this heated election season, the Government Accountability Office finds some military absentee voting bugaboos persist, and the brass needs to do much more about it. Brenda Farrell is GAO's Director of Defense Capabilities and Management Issues. She spoke with Federal News Radio's Tom Temin.
What is the problem with ballots and absentee ballots around the world? These seem to persist decade after decade. What did you find this time around?
We found a number of things, but let me note that the program that DOD has covers awareness of voting for not only military members, but for other overseas U.S. citizens. In total, there's around 6 million citizens living outside the U.S., and these citizens have had their ballots rejected at a higher rate than non-overseas absentee voters, primarily because their ballots were received by local elections officers after the election deadline. And we have some data that we found on that. The Elections Assistance Commission, which is a bipartisan commission that serves as a clearinghouse of information on the election administration, estimated that approximately 6% of absentee ballots for overseas citizens were rejected in the 2012 as well as the 2014 general election cycles, while the rejection rate for those domestic absentee ballots was approximately 1%. So that's quite a difference, 6% if you're overseas, 1% absentee in the states.
6% of 6 million would be 60,000 votes, and in some jurisdictions, a fraction of that could mean the difference for a candidate.
It could. And there's, I will say that the Federal Voting Assistance Program Office at DOD has done a lot of work trying to identify what are the challenges, where do they need to make improvements. They will say that the program works to ensure that service members, their eligible family members, and overseas citizens are aware of the right to vote and have the resources to vote successfully from anywhere in the world, and they've taken a number of steps to identify what are the challenges and needed improvements needed. They've commissioned studies, they've held focus groups after elections, they've administered surveys to voters, to voting assistance officers, but there's two long-standing issues that remain, and the first deals with limited awareness of resources for voters. Many people are not aware that the Federal Voting Assistance Program even exists. For example, DOD's 2014 post-election survey indicated that of the active duty service members who responded, 61% did not seek voting assistance from the assistance program, or they were not aware of the Federal Voting Assistance Program's assistance. Now, maybe they didn't need it, but that is a little insight into, are they aware that this resource exists? A 2015 study found that the online availability of blank ballots led to one of the most significant improvements in military and overseas voting. The federal postcard application available online can be used to both register a voter as well as request an absentee ballot. So this is a huge improvement. But while that resource is there, either through the assistance program's website, in some cases they'll direct you to the states that also have it, the full benefit of the improvement has not been realized because many voters remain unaware that these ballots can actually be requested online.
So it sounds as if maybe military bases and, for that matter, State Department posts throughout the world could maybe put up posters or somehow have, I don't know, maybe through radio, you know, through Voice of America, somehow notify people that this type of activity is available to them?
Yes, and FAP, I hate to use that acronym because I know it does sound odd. That's the Federal Voting Assistance Program that DOD has. We're not saying that they do not have efforts, but they've identified that there is a significant awareness problem, and it's continued, as you noted at the beginning. Many of the problems are not new. And one of the things they need to do, they have ideas of how to better advertise the benefits that they have to help voters. But one of the things they need to do is set some deadlines, some time frames of when these things are going to happen. As I said, they've got the studies going back from all the elections where they can see consistent patterns of issues popping up. They know what to do, but they need to set time frames to get that in place so that voters are aware that there's this online resource and the many other resources that FAP does have available.
We're speaking with Brenda Farrell, Director of Defense Capabilities and Management Issues at the GAO. And getting back to the issue of the ballots that don't make it in time, is that a Postal Service issue or some other reason?
Well, that leads me to discuss the second longstanding issue, which is the unpredictable postal delivery of absentee ballots. The timeliness of a voter's receipt or the return of his or her absentee ballot depends upon a number of variables, including the mode and the speed with which to transmit the mail. There are recommended mailing times for those who rely on mail delivery, but those recommended mail times may not allow enough time to request the ballot, receive the ballot, and mail it back in. By statute, states are required to transmit an absentee ballot to a voter within 45 days before a federal election if the request is received at least 45 days before the election. However, if you're on a ship, that 45-day time frame isn't the number that you need to work with. You have to think about allowing 25 days to send the request for your ballot, 25 days to receive it back, 25 days to send the completed ballot back. So the recommended time frames don't always take into account what one needs to consider to go through this process. And that's just one example of some of the unpredictable postal delivery for absentee ballots.
And so what are your major recommendations now between now and the voting season that's really leading headlong toward November?
Yes, we are. And as I mentioned, establishing time frames for completing the actions associated with voter awareness of resources as well as actions that they need to take regarding the postal delivery would help them to determine if they're on track and if they need to make adjustments. But importantly, they need to better incorporate federal strategic planning principles. We found that for federal leading practices of federal strategic planning, they do incorporate many, but not fully. For example, they have defined their purpose and their mission and their goals, but we found that if you looked on their website and if you looked in their budget documents or the reports to Congress, you would find inconsistencies of what it is they're trying to accomplish. They informed us that they revised their goals, but they have not made these publicly available and do not plan to do so until after the upcoming presidential election. This is obviously goals, and your approach to meet those goals is something that they need to involve their other stakeholders, such as the Postal Service and the states and other federal agencies, in helping them to define the best approach and get everybody on board, because this is not something that the voting assistance program can do by themselves. They do have to coordinate and collaborate with many stakeholders, but incorporating these leading principles, especially about defining the goals, involving the stakeholders, coordinating with the other agencies into their day-to-day operations now, and also documenting it into a strategic plan will help them reach their long-term goals.
Do you think there's a chance they can turn this around a little bit in time for this coming election? Not a great goal to wait for afterwards.
We would have preferred to have seen them have a strategic plan of how they're going to execute everything well in advance of the upcoming presidential election. But they are positioned to do more now to move forward, and sharing the information that they have with their stakeholders and getting their stakeholders and other agencies' insights could help them achieve those goals quicker.
Brenda Farrell is Director of Defense Capabilities and Management Issues at the Government Accountability Office. You can read her report and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click Share with Friends.